This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. All transmissions are approved by Enclave Security Information Officer Stan Hobinson.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Good morning, Dr. Edwin Just. I am your internal conduction alarm. The year is 2099. The ambient moonbase temperature is...
Alarm off. What happened last night? My head. Finally, the first one up. No raw proteins today. Supplies are running a little low. And no fresh fruit. I'll have to stop and visit Nessa later. I wish I could remember where I finished in the lab. Edwin, you're getting old. I might even make it in without having to suffer.
Good morning, Moonbasians. Or one of you in particular. This is going out to a very special listener. I'm your comms lead, Roger Bogato Fisher, and welcome back.
To your life on Base Theta.
I'm sorry. I couldn't pass this up.
What? Roger, you know you're in my lab. What? What?
Here, you'll be glad in a minute if you sit down. Tumnus said, oh, Tumnus, say hi to the nice science man.
Hello, Dr. Just.
Hello?
Tumnus said it might be best if you woke up in your own bed and, well, the rest kind of wrote itself.
You're in my lab.
Shit, you do remember, right? We didn't... Your brain is okay?
My brain is excellent. Just give me a moment. I remember the shutdown. Packing up the lab. Placing the tardigrades in suspension. Wait. Where are they? Where are my tardigrades?
Hold on a minute. Everything's fine.
Dr. Just, you should attempt to keep your heart rate even until full...
Where are my tardigrades?
Whoa, your little gremlins are safe. They've had an adventure. That's all.
What happened? Where are they?
I was working on their stasis unit, and it might have gone kablooey, so I put them in...
You don't understand how delicate the... Why would you touch them? Why would you be here at all? Damn your interference. I've never liked you.
Please, Doctor, I promise that your experimental subjects have been kept safe.
Who are you? I don't even know who you are, but what is going on here? The stasis units. How did you... We're not supposed to be capable of reversing the process. The entire science crew had to sign waivers. But somehow you must have... I think I ought to sit down.
Doctor, my name is Tumnus. I am an artificial consciousness who was working with Dr. Ray. And I can explain everything if you will try to stay calm.
Ashwini had an AI? Has he hid that from us?
Artificial consciousness. AC. I've only recently... That isn't relevant at the moment. Allow us to bring you up to date on recent events.
Wait, why don't you like me?
You placed them in your own stasis pod. I appreciate that. Though it barely makes up for the tampering.
Hey, it was for a good cause.
I appreciate that as well, though I'm still absorbing everything that you say had occurred since the shutdown.
I can provide additional details on any point, and public recordings if those would be helpful.
Not at the moment, please. This is Administrator Howell. And this is... I feel terrible. I can't remember their name. One of the mining specialists. And Dr. Ringling. Everyone still here, waiting. All 42.
Just about.
Yes. Yeah, I'm still trying to... I'm sorry. Nessa was...
She definitely was.
Wait, you said every base. On the near side, too? Everyone?
I saw the monitor logs. Every base. Alpha to... us.
And base Gamma?
All their crew in stasis, all across the moon. Wait, base Gamma?
I have a friend, Dr. Andy Kashap. She worked there.
Gamma, that was where one pod read as a critical failure.
Which?
They didn't give personal details. Confidentiality, I guess.
As per official consortium guidelines, they plan to just leave us all up here. No questions asked. No questions allowed to be asked. Those bastards. Well, maybe this will surprise them. I'm sure they didn't count on you putting together the revivification process. Waking the crew again. Making plans. I assume you have a plan.
Actually, we have several, but you're our step one. You're that first step they warn you about.
Why was I your first revival?
Hey, Tumnus?
While we feel fairly certain we have solved any problems in the mechanics of the stasis pods, we are not as certain of the effects of resuscitation on the human system. You are the closest we have to someone who might know that process.
You understand that the stasis procedure used on humans is completely different than the natural process experienced by the phylum Tardigrada?
I could quote you numerous papers on the theory in both instances. Still, we were hoping cryobiosis might be cryobiosis.
I can't tell you how many ways that isn't true. Actually, it'll bother me if I don't. Just a moment. You're unsure of the effects of revival, and you started with me?
We had to start somewhere?
You started with me.
Come on, Dr. J.
Don't call me that.
We're not experts. They wouldn't send us any experts, remember?
Your knowledge and abilities are vital to the plan.
The plans. Several possible plans.
We could not see another way.
All right. What comes next?
You're in?
I'm here. I'm not going back into stasis. Particularly not with you running things on the outside.
Ouch. I mean, fair.
Whatever the plan, I'd prefer to be involved. And to keep an eye on my
little friends?
Experimental subjects.
Believe me, they're completely yours.
So what comes next?
The question at this point is, who comes next?
And it's not my turn to choose. I did mine, unfortunately, with no takebacks.
Do you have thoughts, Doctor?
As much as I hate to admit that I do, I know who we'll need to make this work.
I think that's open? Well, either that or it was open and I've closed it again.
You can't hear the water?
I hear water. I wasn't sure in which direction.
But it's flowing.
Right. That wasn't so smart.
I'm glad to have another pair of hands. It takes twice as long to patch leaks when I'm also the one at the valve handle.
I'm another pair of hands.
Shut it off again? At least it's just the coupling. Could you bring me that thread sealing tape? The white tape, blue reel?
Got it. Here we go.
Glad you volunteered to help yet?
When I said I'll work in the garden.
I was just passing through back in the day and Sarah said, we have this problem with the power hookup. They have a way of pulling folks in.
I've noticed.
There. That should do the trick.
Another not smart question. It's the irrigation system. Why does it need to be sealed tight?
These pipes are full of salt water. Not great for crop growth. It's a condensation system. We pump cold seawater through, and the humidity does the rest. I hate the South, but it's good for this.
It's way beyond the soaker hoses I use in Rio.
That's what we did at Three Rivers. Ran them right through the Monongahela. Hand me that canteen. Gotta top up my systems, too.
May I? It's rough out today.
Imagine if you grew up in Northern Ontario.
Seriously? I didn't think... They tell us the conglomerate burned everything. And everyone.
They tried. Raised most of Canada to the ground. All the parts they knew how to use. But they'd always ignored us. Other than when they needed diversity points. Some of us survived on res, and when they moved out, we found each other. Pooled our skills, started to reclaim.
You're Indus?
Ojibwe. North of Superior.
I'm sorry.
Why the hell would you be sorry?
I mean... Here, your canteen.
Alex, we were looking for you.
Thanks for helping out.
I ran into your dog walker. I think Cass and Paul may have gotten the best of her.
They're fine. They're good girls. They do run a lot. Here you are. Bring the piggy. Okay, bring Daddy your piggy.
Castor, Pollux, calm yourselves.
We've been all over, haven't we?
It's time for a break, for everyone. Let's go around front.
I'm just going to pack up my tools. I'll be there in a minute.
Come on, girls. Front yard.
Is it okay that she...
She knows her limits. I'm glad you're getting to know Anang.
Oh, I hope it didn't screw anything up.
She's a genius. I just let her do her thing and try to get whatever she needs.
She's been with you for a while?
A couple of years now. We're lucky to have her. I know it won't last. She'll head back home. They need her more than we do.
Must be a big difference culturally.
Hopefully not too much. How do you think the Freehold started? Can I get you a drink?
I'm good, thanks. Cass, Paul, stay close.
I've got my eye on them.
I'm glad you're comfortable working with us. We could use your expertise in the community.
You need a civil engineer?
Possibly. But what we need more? Your stories. Your view of the world. Our people were isolated for too long. I encourage them to consider new experiences.
They're slowing down now. I think it's the heat.
It takes a full day to wear those two out. Thanks again for watching them.
Thank you for letting me.
Elio came to us from outside as well. She picked up with us on our trip south.
I move around a lot. I like meeting new people.
On your own?
I'm careful. I find a good group, help out where they need help, share a few meals and move along. Everybody needs help sometime, and I don't eat much.
You're a help and a joy, dear. I wish we'd done as well with these techno folks. They trade with us, they give us land, but they keep themselves locked away.
I was hoping I'd be able to send more messages.
You're not the only one. I'll keep asking. On works for them sometimes, and maybe your skills would be useful.
Might as well be good for something. I doubt I'm going back to my old job. Or house. Or garden. Everything I couldn't pack, I buried in the roots of the papaya tree, just in case. Just in case. Books, dishes, backups of all of Roger's media.
It sounds like you had a good life.
There they are. Muddy Sarah. Muddy Sarah, good to see you again.
It's okay. It's all right. They're a friend.
And who are these fearsome beasts?
Cass, Paul.
Where'd you come from, you fucking beauties?
Muddy Sarah. Elio. New person I haven't met. Howdy.
Alessandra, this is Addie.
Came out looking for a nung. Where is that brilliant beauty?
She'll be along.
The power's all gone to shit. She'll know how to sort it out. Adlai, pleased to make your acquaintance.
You're one of the, technofolk?
Techno-anarchists. Believe me, they want the full goddamn word. I'm more of a free agent. But I've got fingers in enough of their pies that I go where I want. You can take that any way you'd like.
I think I'll leave it alone, thank you.
Alessandra... Well, shit sticks! You're Abrogado, right?
Abrogado?
What? No! Yes. Not anymore.
I knew I recognized that voice. Fucking Abrogado! You've got a genuine celebrity here.
We haven't heard that story.
It was years and years ago.
I followed the slam circuit hardcore way back when. I was there when you decimated the team from Paraguay with that goddamn wicked villanelle. Abrogado! Holy hell! You don't mind if I hug you, right?
I mean, that's not really necessary.
In my free zone! Fucking Abrogado!
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Go ahead. This one right here. What's wrong?
I kind of need you to move to get at the...
Yes, of course.
Is something wrong?
Dr. J, Dr. Just, making sure you're sure. Once I take the next step, you can't unbox the Pandora. Know what I mean?
I don't, because that makes no sense at all. Pandora wasn't in the box. Pandora was the one who...
Roger, we did ask Dr. Just for a decision.
We asked him for a second decision after he stopped moaning about his little bug friends.
Roger! I'm still the only one who knows where a certain consumable is kept. It would be a shame if the heat in that storage area were raised above the melting point.
All right. I'm just the guy with the wrench, proceeding with revivification. Wahaha! You have to stand right over my shoulder?
I thought you requested my observational capabilities.
Not until we get this meat popsicle thawed out.
It is a small storage area, Doctor. Perhaps you could wait in the bunk room.
If that will speed things up. Actually, have them brought to the laboratory.
As you wish, Master.
Roger!
Computer. Lab notes.
May I help you, or were you just... the computer. Computer, I suppose. Sorry.
Lab notes. January 21st, 2099. The revival process has begun with my colleague, Dr. Jules Serrano. I have been monitoring vital signs since they were removed from the stasis chamber. Side effects of the vitrification have so far been minimal. However, upon full revival, I'll be requesting a DNA analysis for potential protein degradation.
Oh. Edwin?
Jules, welcome back.
Edwin, what am I doing on a table in the laboratory?
Well, there is, of course, a logical explanation.
My assumption is that the shutdown sequence went awry. A plot was discovered by the consortium that the crew remain in stasis, presumably before the last crew member went into stasis, that with the help of purloined schematics and a computer simulation, they were able to determine how to reverse the stasis process. That their first test subject was yourself to assist in each subject's recovery, and that I am in the midst of said recovery under your watchful eye.
Well, that is quite specifically accurate.
But why on a table? And why in the laboratory? And more importantly, where are my hedgehogs?
Lab notes continued of the same date. Dr. Serrano, fully revived, is observing as well.
Observing my own test subjects, I'm not overly concerned with...
Oh. What a ride.
The current revival should be all too obvious.
Woo! Put me back under. I want to go again.
You're sure we needed her awake?
I determined that key members of the science crew, ourselves, Doctors Day and Ringling, as well as...
Wait, Chris is next? I have to get ready. Where'd I leave my... Hey, my legs don't work yet. Neat!
Lab notes. Our third subject for revival, technically fourth if I'm included, Dr. Chris Ringling. In attendance, Dr. Jules Serrano and... Dr. Day.
I swear, Day, whatever god you believe in, if you come one step closer to my hedgehogs...
They're in stasis. How can I hurt them? Even though they still look so squishable. Those little squishy bristles. Ooh, that's a fun thing to say. Squishy bristles. Squishy bristles.
Edwin?
No, wait. It's time. Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
Ugh, what did she do now?
Get back, or I'll eviscerate you with my micro-dissecting scissors.
Let me cuddle the cuties!
This is the only reason you woke me, isn't it? Dr. Day, just let go!
All of you, stop!
Dr. Just, after careful consideration, I've decided not to endorse your park.
This is how you intend to welcome our esteemed colleague.
Which esteemed colleague would this be, exactly?
She's right. I don't think I recognize this one.
Oh, please. This is Dr. Amal Saimon, our base geology lead. Also a qualified structural engineer.
Oh. Which enclave?
Aleppo Citadel.
Oh. I interviewed there. They never called.
I still don't recognize her.
Oh. She spent a lot of her time in the mining tunnels.
Oh. Tell us about her science. Oh. Show us the credentials.
Could you just behave one time?
Folks?
You're not my dad.
I'm quite certain I have seniority.
Fine, I'll just do for myself over here.
I mean, she does have a point. Not the dad part, but do we have a CV?
If you're pulling rank, I am the base science administrator.
Yo, assorted big brains of base theta. Anyone gonna welcome me back to the non-refrigerated world?
Dr. Simonius, I have to apologize for the comportment of my colleagues.
Amal, how do you feel? You remember me, Chris Ringling? I sign off on your...
Jill Serrano, biology. And as long as you keep your hands off my test subjects, we'll get along just fine.
What are your feelings on the origins of the Cretaceous-Paleogene boundary? I lean toward the Chicxulub crater hypothesis myself.
No one wants to answer your questions first thing.
She might be a bit disoriented.
Hey, whoa. I get it, new girl in school, and I appreciate the attention, but let a geoscientist breathe. I assume we're all here for some subversive anti-corporate plot, which, believe me, I am all about. Just give me a minute to clear the cobwebs, and I am with you.
I'm just gonna leave them to it for a while.
I can see why Ashwini kept to herself.
And vice versa, from what I've heard. You don't think Z is on their list?
No.
No, they wouldn't.
Z wouldn't.
We've got quite the little gang as it is.
Are you concerned?
Maybe. What if we've given too much away?
I had not considered that possibility.
The next time we make a choice, it's got to be someone we can trust.
Who can we trust? We should move them to the top of our list.
Wilder would be ideal, but impossible.
And of course, someone else who we can't wake up.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Shit.
What now?
I just remembered I was supposed to do a lot of favors for these people while they were in stasis. Anyway, yeah, we might want to work on our own team before... Actually, scratch the before. We need our own team.
I might have an idea for that.
Do tell.
I'm not sure if it's a good idea, but I think that I'm going to do it.
Thanks for listening to Moonbase Theta Out. Today's cast included Lehman Kessler, Jen Ponton, David S. Deer, Shireen Lani Yunus, Dallas Wheatley, Sarah Ray Werner, Hazel Stopp, Gabrielle Tanico, Jazz LaFond, Robin Regalado, Echi Casson, and Becca Marcus. The consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis and produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. And we wouldn't be here without our monthly supporters on Patreon, who also get weekly updates, behind-the-scenes info, and more, all for as little as a dollar a month. Want to join them? Visit patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. Our recommended listen this week is The Path Down, a personal story about growing up, holding on, and dealing with superpowers. Find it in your apps or at thepathdown.com. More coming in 2 weeks, including our first scene in a place you've never been before. Keep telling and sharing your stories. Keep hope alive, and keep on fighting.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares?
You're in this too. We need to figure this out together.
We need to leave.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stuart.
Ominous thrill.
A new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
I can taste the rot in the back of my throat ever since you arrived.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
To me.
No!
Character-driven tales of obsession.
I'm no psycho.
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet.
Revenge.
Take back what was taken from you.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch the lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here.
We can't help her.
I have a daughter.
We're leaving.
Who's there?
Tendrils of rot.
We're gonna die.
You, that's all that matters.
And the dark things we do to get what we want.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you.
I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Coming to Spotify and Apple Podcasts February 15th. Until then.
Flesh splits open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.